Hello, this is Maurice Harker. For almost 20 years, we have been building a team of hundreds of clinicians, coaches, mentors, and people just like you who have discovered and love to teach life-changing principles. Our coaches have made a special investment to make sure you can hear these messages. You will hear stories of triumph and healing from specialists and people having a real life just like you. We hope to increase your awareness that you are not alone, and there are so many others who are enlisted in this work to train and heal the whole family. You will find these principles are an amazing synergy of the most accurate, cutting-edge science with familiar gospel principles. We are passionate eternal warriors, and we hope you will join us.
Hello, this is Casey, the editor for the Like Dragons That They Fight podcast, just letting you know that the main podcast will be here at the beginning, but don't go anywhere right after kind of the main subject is done, because a couple people weren't able to be there for the initial podcast, and so their awesome responses will be at the end, and so, yeah, just please be on the lookout for that, and their responses will be at the end. Thank you.
Welcome. It is early in the morning, and we are so glad you're here. We are all here, the coaches, a handful of us, maybe two handfuls of us, the coaches of Life-Changing Services, and we are so glad you're here. We have a great passion and desire for you to know what we have come to know. And in this episode, we are going to be introducing ourselves and talking about how important it is to know why you fight. And we want to share with you, as the coaches here at Life Changing Services who feel so passionately about sharing these things, that we sponsor this podcast. We've all invested in order for you to have this information. And we want to get the word out in a bigger way, in a more dynamic and meaningful way. And we all feel so strongly about the Eternal Warrior principles that are shared at Life Changing Services. And so I'm going to let each one of them introduce themselves. There are actually 9 of us here. And I'm going to have them say their name and tell you a little bit about why they fight. All right, so we're going to start with you, Debbie. So we're just going to pass the baton as we share why we fight.
Do you want me to say my name? Is that what you said?
Yeah, definitely. Your name, where you're from, and why you fight. That'd be cool.
I'm Debbie Stransky. I'm from Carlsbad, California. And I fight because of the love I have for my Savior, the desire I have to return back to my Heavenly Father, and the love I have for my family. I fight because I've seen the blessings that come from living these principles and the gospel, but I've also seen the destruction that comes in the fight and the despair and the difficulties that can come. I fight because I know that the fight is real, and I know that as we fight and as we learn and as we grow and as we apply the principles, we are on the Savior's side and we win in the end.
So excellent. Okay, Lloyd, why are you fighting?
I'm Lloyd Peterson. I'm from Far West, Utah. I fight because I want to, because I choose to. A warrior is who I choose to be. I fight because I want to be with my Savior and bask in his glory. I fight for the love and respect of my wife. I fight for my family. I fight for to be a blessing and to be the man God has created me to be to accomplish the work he has for me to do.
Excellent. Okay, Kelly, then Carol.
I fight because, start all over. My name is Kelly Webster. Casa Grande, Arizona. Casa Grande is halfway between Phoenix and Tucson. So just a little town. I have been involved with the Life-Changing Service principles for about the last 8-9 years. And I fight because I do not enjoy being bullied by the adversary. I have loved being able to know how to become the crusher. I am the crusher, and I no longer will allow Satan to crush me. And I love that I am the crusher. And these principles have been what has brought that to me. I want to share it with the world because it has made such a difference in my life. And I want my family, I want my friends, and I want everyone to know that they no longer have to be bullied. They do not have to accept what lies the adversary is trying to put over on us. I appreciate so much the people who brought these things into my life, and I want to be one of those who brings those things into your life.
Perfect. That's excellent. Okay, we're going to go to Carol. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
My name is Carol Carter, and I just moved back home to Utah County where I grew up, and I never thought I'd be back here, but it's nice to be back to my roots. But I'm in this because of the power we have as we bring more light into our world, and as we are proactive and we're fighting against the opposition, we bring light and dispel the darkness. And that's something that has stood out to me for years, is the level of darkness and light. And the more we fight, we bring light. And there was a scripture that came to mind as I was thinking about this morning, and it's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And that's why I'm here, is to make a difference.
Love it. Carol, so excellent. You girls are amazing. This is so cool. Okay, Laura, then I'm coming to Rosalind.
Okay, I'm Laura Lang, and I am from Carlsbad, California, and I fight to have the constant presence of the Spirit, because when I have the constant presence of the Spirit, I don't get distracted, and when I don't get distracted and I have the Spirit, I always have the upper hand over Satan, and when I have the upper hand, I win my battles, and I recognize what's coming at me so much quicker, and that has been such a great blessing to me. That has been so empowering. And it's made me want to share that with others, because I know I'm not alone in my battles. And I think I've been so blessed with these tools that I can't wait to share them with other people. I want other people to feel the empowerment. I want them to recognize that they can have that constant Spirit with them and be able to have the power of discernment become second nature to them.
Excellent. So good. Rosalind, you're on, and then I'm coming to Carly Ann.
My name is Rosalind Gertson. I live in Cedar Hills, Utah, in Utah County. And I fight because I like myself more when I'm fighting. I love feeling like I'm the one who's determining what I feel and what I do and how I respond. And I hate those times when I've given in to the adversary's suggestions, how to respond, and acted against my values and the pain that that brought to me and to others. And so that helps me determine I am not going there again. And these principles has helped me to have the power not to go there again. And I fight personally in behalf of those people that I love that are struggling, because I want to be strong for them. I want to be close to the Spirit so I can be inspired as to how to help them. And I fight because I want to be able to stand before the Lord at the end of my time in mortality and say that with his help, I finally figured out what I came for and I did it, because I feel like I came to help people. I've been through things and I can understand what it feels like to be in dark places and how it can work to get out and to be in the light. And so that's why I'm fighting. And I'm so grateful to know that baby steps count. And that's how I've made it this far, and that's how I want to help everybody make it. It's just baby steps toward the light.
So good. Thank you. Carly Ann, and I'm coming to Mark Hill and Kim.
Hi, my name is Carly Ann Whittington. I live in Ogden, Utah. I fight because I love the peace that I've found in my life since I have started fighting. I feel like I was asleep before, and I have awakened to my true celestial self. And I knew that in my head, that I knew that I was a celestial being, but I now feel it in my heart through the principles taught through this program. And I really needed that because I was struggling in so many areas in my life. And I now want to share that with more people. I share it with my family and my friends. I've been able to help so many people just on a personal level with the principles that I've learned. And I love having that peace. I'm grateful for these principles because I have an 8-year-old son, and I know that as I teach him these principles, that he will become successful with the Lord in this life.
Excellent. So good. Thank you, Carleanne. Okay, Markel, you're on.
I'm Markel Brown, and I live in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And I fight to always have the Spirit to be with me. I fight to remember who I am and to also remember who others are, and that we are all loved by our Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I fight to discern quicker and faster, and I fight to be able to share this information with others because I think there are so many that are fighting and they keep trying to do what they want to do great things. And it's like there's this gap and they have a hard time getting from one place to the next. And this helps to bridge that gap so they can do those things that they love and enjoy and make the difference for other people as well. And I also fight to be able to always stand in my truth and be true to my values, and that I'll be able to act rather than react. And I fight to also help others realize that when we do make a mistake, that we can evaluate that, analyze that, create a new plan and strategy, and be able to try again. And I love that. And as we continue to apply that to the atonement of Christ, it is very empowering to know that we can try again and we can do better and we can keep doing better. And that's what this is all about, progressing and learning and growing and becoming who we are meant to become. And that is why I fight.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Cam, you're on.
Okay. I am so honored to be here with you all. You're awesome. Like, I'm just like, yeah, amen to everything that was said. Okay. So now I'll go on. My name is Kim Davis, and I believe that as sons and daughters of God, that we are powerful, that we're designed for connection. We're designed for joy. I also know that there is a very real enemy intent on destroying and distracting and destroying us. I have seen his work. I have felt his mists of darkness and confusion. And I was asleep for so long. I resonate with Carleanne on that. And to wake up and go, whoa, there's more. There's more. And we've been given so many tools. Heavenly Father's been so generous in giving us tools, but we don't always know how to use them. And so to be able to share the things that we've learned through Eternal Warriors, through life-changing services, how to pick up your sword, how to fight, how to protect, how to shield from the enemy, and that increased discernment and sensitivity to the enemy, to my own voice, and to God's voice has really changed my life. And that's why I'm in the fight. I'm in the fight because I've seen the other side, and there's only sadness and despair there. And to be fighting for the light, that's worth the fight. Fight to have the Spirit, fight the real battle. Because when you can have the Spirit, you're going to win all the battles. You can see what's going on and step into your power to connect with God, to connect with the Savior, and to really win those battles.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope you that are listening can hear how obvious it is that we have all had our lives changed from these life-changing principles and had this awakening. This awakening to the real fight. And there's something that I feel being here with these life-changing coaches, and it is that they are women trying to be fearless warriors for Jesus Christ, standing strong for the truth and the freedom that he has offered us, that we all have a very strong testimony of our Savior and champion, Jesus Christ, and we want to be filled with that light of the gospel, but we have kind of shifted from being women who love the Savior and want to follow him to also understanding that we have an enemy and that he is trying to thwart our progress and make us miserable in the details of our lives, right? Where we just bump along day to day living our lives. And so the next thing I want all these coaches to share with you is how knowing this information has changed their ability to rely more fully on our Savior and champion, Jesus Christ, who's claimed our victory already. And so what we don't want you to hear is that we just fight and fight and fight and we're all exhausted. What we want you to hear is that we've learned that we are all in this fight together, you who are listening and us who have been so fortunate to apply these life-changing principles to what we already know in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we didn't need more answers because we had all the answers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just needed to know that not all the dots maybe were connected in the right order, or that we might be missing how the dots were being connected, and that the enemy's greatest goal is to steal our identity and to steal us away from the love of the Savior so we don't feel it. So if I could ask these ladies, the next question is, how has this information helped you to come to know Jesus Christ better? All right, let's go. Let's go with you, Debbie.
Say the question one more time.
Okay, absolutely. How has learning why you fight and these principles brought you closer to our Savior and champion, Jesus Christ? And how has he helped you? Like, how has it helped you to find him and then have the courage to become a coach? Let's do that. How has it helped you to find the Savior and then have the courage to become a coach? Because it's kind of terrifying to decide, well, I think I'm going to teach people about how Satan is trying to keep them from their identity and Jesus Christ and his help. So, and when you tell people, yeah, I teach you about how to win your battles with Satan, they're like, I don't think I want to take that class. I want to learn about Satan. So go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. In my life, there's been so much destruction from the way that I thought my life would turn out or the way I thought my family would appear. And I felt like it was my responsibility to save everybody. And I worked really hard at trying to save everybody. And the burden became so heavy. And I would look at others or I would feel shame and I would want to hide. And I just felt like I tried endlessly. And I would think, why does the sea not part? I'm doing everything that I thought I was asked to do. And the realization I had was that I'm not the savior of anyone else, but there is a savior. And that was my waking up to the power of my Savior and of the atonement, the real atonement. When I think of Moses and how he parted the sea, I was like, man, this sea does not part. And it went on for years, not parting. And I had the realization that it had parted. I just needed to choose to walk through it. And as I've walked through it, side by side with my Savior, the things that I've been able to do is gain my own personal power. And with my Savior, use those tools that we are taught and that we practice in the fight, in recognizing Lucifer recognizing the subtleties, and that the shame that I felt or the embarrassment or the discouragement was from Lucifer, and that with my Savior, I can do other things that can help fight for not only myself, but for my family and for the things that I hold strong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that made a ton of sense. That was
okay. And then the second, why I coach?
Yep.
Why I coach is because of the passion that I have of taking that load off our shoulders, putting it right where it is designed to be, learning to really hear the subtleties within my own mind of the adversary and recognize them, recognize when I can hear it in someone else being fooled by Satan and helping them along the way. I love helping people see that the Savior is going to carry the burden and that we don't have to, but we can walk through that sea that is parted just like Moses.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. Lloyd?
I've been fighting my whole life, but I wasn't always good at fighting. I have always had the desire to be the best me I can be and a crazy passion about learning how to do that. But that being said, I was failing in lots of ways as well. And did things I wasn't proud of, but I was doing the best thing I had. And I thought I was being a good dad. I thought I was being a good church member. I was reading my scriptures, saying my prayers, doing all the Sunday school answers, and thought, well, I guess this is as good as life gets. And I had lots of family issues. Children who are fantastic, incredible, over the top, better than I ever dreamt of being, and some that made other choices that I would never dream of making. And anyway, along the way, we discovered one of my sons a pornography and masturbation issue, and tried to get him help, tried to be helpful, took him to counseling, took him to different groups, lots of stuff, and then we found life-changing services. And he had a slow start. It took him a while, but it wasn't long before I could see amazing changes happening. And I felt, I don't want to be left behind. He was becoming such an incredible man. And I felt, I want that too. I could see he was making changes and doing things. And so I started to ask, what are you learning? What are they teaching you? How does that apply to me? So he started teaching me and I started practicing. And so I would ask him, so what is a flagpole? How do I run to a flagpole? How does that apply to being a better dad? How does that apply to struggles I have being happy and positive and just wanting to get out of bed and go to work and take care of my family? And so as he taught me, and this was before the Like Dragons Said They Fight book was even written. And I started to learn and apply the principles. I couldn't get enough. As you put it, it awoken the warrior in me. It helped me to recognize the mesa that I was on, that there's a lot more to becoming Christ-like and learning Christ-like attributes and to following our Savior than what I was doing. I'm capable of so much more, and I can do so much more. I discovered that and it was wonderful. And since then, I've done everything I can to learn and practice the principles that life-changing services teaches, that you learn in Eternal Warriors classes. I don't know, Karen, how many Eternal Warrior classes have I been to? Two of yours and one of somebody else's? I've been on all sorts of breaking the chains, and I don't know how many different trainings and stuff I've gone to. And the principle of recognizing that there is an enemy, and it's not me, and it's not my wife, and it's not my children, and it's not my boss at work, and it's not the people down the street. There's an enemy who is actively trying to take me out. That all these thoughts and negative feelings and stuff aren't from me, and they're not from God. They're from my enemy, and that I can do something about it, that there's chemicals involved And I can recognize that. And I can recognize the emotions. And so learning all these principles, I love it. It's great. I want to teach. I want to share. I'm not eloquent. I'm not amazing and wonderful like so many other people. I'm so blessed to sit at their feet. But I love it. And it's changed my life. And if I can share even the little bit that I'm good at or have learned, things I've learned, I want to do it. I'm passionate about helping people discover the amazing things I've learned.
Thank you. All right, let's go Kelly, then Carol.
One of the most amazing things that happened in my journey with Life Changing Services was learning that not every voice in your head is a trusted voice. In 2010, my husband experienced a massive stroke that nearly cost him his life, but left him paralyzed on one side and made it really difficult to keep that mind chatter out of my brain. I was constantly being bullied by the adversary in my feelings about him having the stroke, in my feelings about thinking that he just would have died instead of being left like this. And I knew that that wasn't my real heart. And so when I was introduced to these principles, it literally took the biggest burden of guilt and shame off of my shoulders to know that that wasn't really me, because I really didn't like those things that were going through my mind. And as I started implementing my power goals, praying, reading, writing, I noticed in the scriptures a lot about the fruits of repentance. And when Alma the Younger had his magnificent vision of the angel coming down and, you know, repent, he turned and taught others. And I felt like that was something, maybe not an angel coming down for me, but I felt that much power from the Lord when he allowed me to really grasp that concept that not every voice in my head was my own. And I knew that I had to make sure that others also knew that not everything in your life is as it appears, and that there are so many lies and so many ways that we get deceived by the adversary. I feel very powerfully that I need to pay it forward, that I need to make sure that I do just as all these people in the scriptures do. This is a pattern that when you're converted, you want to teach. And so that's why I'm here. Because I've been converted and I want to teach, and I love teaching and seeing the light go off in other people's eyes. You know, the aha, oh my gosh, all those things I thought about myself aren't really true. I love seeing that, and I love being a facilitator of that. And I love helping others become the crusher. So that's why I'm here.
Love it, Kelly. Okay, Carol, we're coming to you. Then we're coming to you, Laura.
When I first got involved with Life Changing Services, I was in a marriage that wasn't going anywhere. And I didn't realize it wasn't going anywhere. I was stuck in a pattern of survival. And it was after starting to learn some of these principles that I realized I was stuck. I didn't know I was stuck. I was, you know, when you're just trying to get through every day, you're doing what needs to be done, and you don't really notice where you are. And it helped me learn how to set boundaries, that I didn't have to just put up with garbage, and that I could change my world. And I was very slow in coming into it, because as I started to set boundaries, I got pushback from those I was setting boundaries against. And I ended up getting divorced after a 30-year marriage. And I realized I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was good at. I didn't know what I liked. I just kind of had gone with the flow. And in bringing the Savior into the picture, I'd always known he was there, but it didn't feel personal to me. I didn't feel like I was anybody worthy of his love. I knew he loved me because he loves everybody. but I didn't feel I had any power or ability to do things right. And so just this journey of discovering myself and discovering my Savior and the power that he has to make something of us that we didn't even know was possible has been so amazing for me. And it's also helped me see everybody else. There's so many people that are stuck like I was and who have so much to give and so much that they don't realize that they have. And that's the only reason I had the courage to step up and say, I want to be a coach, because I've seen so many that are struggling and they don't know how to bring the light in. They might know who Christ is, but they don't know how to access his power. And we can do anything with his help. And it's just figuring out how to remove the problems and bring in the good stuff. And everybody's different of what that looks like. But I've had many mentors and coaches that have helped me along the way and helped me deal with the things that come up. A few years after I got divorced, I remarried. Didn't think I'd get remarried. Didn't want to go there. A wonderful man. And turned out he had cancer. And so then he passed away after just 3 short years. And it's like things keep coming up, but with the Savior with us, we can deal with anything. And it's just helped me figure out that I can make a difference and be somebody who helps this world become better, but only with his help. And so many of the things I've taken on, it's been because I've tried to tune in to his will and give up my own will, because my own will, I'd be in a whole different place if I was just going by my own will. But he knows who we really are and that we are trying to be more like him, and he knows how to get us there. So that's more important, I think, than just about anything else, is having him with us. We can do anything with him by our side.
Thank you, Carol. So excellent. Laura, you're on, and then I'm coming to Roslyn.
Okay. Karen, I love how you said that sometimes the dots didn't always connect. And that's so much a part of my story. I grew up in the church. I've always been active and had a very strong testimony and a very close relationship with the Lord. Many times I felt the Spirit speak to me very strong. But what was such an eye-opener to me, and one of those not connecting dots, was, like Kelly said, not every voice is a trusted voice. And I didn't ever really understand or picture that there are three voices, that I have the own voice in my head that I listen to, and that I have the voice of the adversary, and I have the voice of the Lord. And when I could see that in my own life and understood the reality of that, I felt like I had grown up in the church, and my understanding was that, I'll give you an analogy, that somebody handed me a toolbox and a pile of wood and said, you can build something really wonderful with this. And at times I thought, I don't think so, or I don't see how that would happen. But once I learned these principles and I realized that I had these tools, it was then like someone gave me a toolbox full of tools and gave me a lesson on how each one of those tools worked and where I would implement them, and a picture of something I could build with step-by-step detailed instructions. And then I had the confidence, oh, I completely get it now. I can do this. So I don't know if that analogy is as helpful in explaining where I was before Eternal Warriors and Life Changing Services and where I was after I went through the program. But when I realized those voices, the difference, and I could discern so quickly, I really could envision that the Lord was right with me in a certain situation. He was in the room with me, and I could completely envision, hear his words, what he would say to me. And when I first came upon Life Changing Services and the Eternal Warriors principles, I was in a really challenging place in my life. I had just found out that my only daughter had a severe drug addiction, heroin addiction, and she was quickly going downhill fast. And that was so hard for me. And similar to what Debbie said, I felt I was carrying that burden, and it was on me to fix it. Because up until then, I had been able to pretty much manage the things that came into my life that were challenges. But this one, I carried this burden, and it affected me in a way that nothing else has ever affected me. And I felt like I literally heard the Lord tell me, you are not equipped to carry this burden. That is my job. You have to trust me enough to give it to me and get on with the important, joyful things in your life. And when I heard him say that, I had that trust and that ability to give it to him. And I have felt so much stronger and empowered knowing that it's not my job to carry all my burdens. He's already done that. He's taken that on, and he's standing right there asking me to trust him enough to give them to him. And that has made it so much clearer how I discern his voice from the adversary's voice. And I know the difference. They're so opposite. And again, my desire to share this, to be a coach, is that I know that there are other people who are struggling with their own battles and trying to carry their own burdens and trying to make those dots connect. And it's not happening. And I know that with these tools, it will for them. And I cannot wait to share the principles and tools with others.
Thanks, Laura. So beautiful. Rosalyn, you're on, then I'm coming to Carly Ann.
It wasn't very many years into my first marriage when things were just getting difficult and I didn't understand. And so I would ask my husband to go to counseling, and he would say, well, if you're unhappy, you can go, but I'm okay. So I did several times, and things would get better for a little while. But then over the years, I just thought, I'm just a failure at marriage. I just can't do this. And it wasn't until 28 years into our marriage that I realized that he had an addiction to pornography, and that just shattered my world. And I totally thought it was my fault, and I needed some peace. And that's when I heard out about life-changing services and started attending Eternal Warriors. And I realized that Satan was the one that was telling me that I was the failure, that he was tormenting me, and that I didn't need to listen to him anymore. And that before I found life-changing services, I would sit in sacrament meeting and listen to the words, sweet is the peace the gospel brings. And I thought, where? I don't feel that peace. I mean, I'm trying to live the very best I can and doing all I can, raising my kids in the church, but I don't feel the peace. It was just so hard. And so that brought me so much peace, sitting in those classes and hearing, understanding finally what was going on in my head and in my heart, and realizing I was living a lie. I was listening to lies and living them. And so I was able to turn around and find that peace in the Savior, because he told me who I really was and told me that what other people did not define me, and that he loved me and he had a work for me, and that I could just focus, like I love how Laura said, focus on the joyful things in life and move forward, drawing close to the Savior. And that, I always feel like I was kind of close to the Savior, but that brought me so close to him, because whenever the despair would start to come in, I could turn to him and he would lift the darkness. I love how in Doctrine and Covenants says he dispels the darkness, and he would, and he still does to this day. And I remember at one point thinking, when I was thinking about being a coach, I thought, I'm not good enough. I mean, I look at all these other coaches that are so wonderful and they can just speak the perfect thing. And so I was thinking, I just can't do it. And I kind of had sort of a vision or a thought from Heavenly Father. And it was like, I was on this pathway really crowded pathway. I mean, there were these bright, shining people who were leading people and helping them. But then I was there, and then somebody next to me fell down, and it was like, he said, help him up. And so it was like, okay, I can help like maybe one person at a time. And it gave me the thought that I can do this. And it brings me so much joy when I'm working with somebody and I see them finally begin to like themselves, finally begin to really believe that there's a savior that loves them and that they can find joy and peace and power the way that I have. That's why I just love this program and I love to coach and share it with others.
Beautiful. All right. Okay, Carly-Ann, you're on, and then I'm going to Mark Hill.
So I have a really amazing story, and I'm not quite sure where to start. So I was stuck in a meth addiction with my husband, and I cried out to the Lord for help, and he told me to wait. And I remember thinking, wait for what? And 6 months later, I got pregnant with my son, who saved me from my addiction, and I was healed. And I was so grateful for that. And I was sober and living a good, you know, my best life. At least I thought I was. I got into college and found out that I wasn't managing things very well. So I'm thinking, oh, but I'm sober. This should be easy for me. And I remember praying and saying, Lord, I need help. Just being sober isn't enough. I need more. And I was prompted to search for a program that was LDS based or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints based that would help me with time management, and popped Eternal Warriors program. And it started me on the next level that I needed to be successful in my life and my sobriety and with my son, and find more than just the status quo of, you know, doing what I could, but actually thriving. And as I went through the program, people close to me started noticing a change and a difference in me. And they were asking what I was doing. And I know that they saw the light of Jesus in me. I know that I was healed from my addiction. And as I turned to him to ask for more help with the next level of my life, he answered my prayers and led me and guided me to the next step. And this has been life-changing for me in ways that I can't even explain. My family has seen the change in me since I have become a mentor, and they've asked questions, and I've been able to coach them on a personal level with how I've made these changes. And it's been so joyful, and I'm enjoying life. I'm not asleep anymore. I'm doing more than I ever thought that I could.
Excellent. So cool. Thank you so much. Okay, Markel, you're on.
Okay. Oh, wow. Life-changing services really has made a huge difference in my life. It really has changed my life, changed who I am. It has saved my marriage and my family. When I learned about Eternal Warriors, I was like, why would I ever want to do that? I'm kind of like a type A high achiever. I was doing all these things. And then when I talked with someone more, I was like, yeah, I really am kind of dropping the ball in numerous areas where I'm like, why can't I do that? You know, like, why can't I be on time? And I was having a lot of marriage struggles, and I didn't know how to solve what was happening or how to help myself, my marriage, my family. And one thing that I have really learned with applying the principles that we learn in Eternal Warriors is to anchor myself to Christ. And I have always had a testimony, but as I kept trying to trust in the arm of flesh, a lot of betrayals going on, a lot of areas where, you know, other people's weaknesses, I just couldn't achieve what I wanted or find the joy and happiness I wanted by doing that. And I really have learned to trust in the Lord in all things. My scripture is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that has been something that I've drilled in my mind over and over and over. And when I haven't known what to do, I will recite that scripture and pray and keep trusting in the Lord that He will lead me to what I need to do. And he loves me and he loves my family and he loves everyone. And I have learned that it really isn't until after the trial of our faith that the miracles come. You know, as Moses, you know, he had to step into the water before the seas parted, and it takes action on our part. And as I would apply, you know, the principles of the gospel and drill these basic principles every single day, reading my scriptures, saying my prayers, writing in my journal, serving, trusting the Lord in all things, and knowing that he will help me, has strengthened my faith. It has strengthened my faith in the Savior's atonement, and knowing that he really does cover everything. And it's in and through Christ and his atonement that I can overcome all things, and that I can heal and others can heal, and I can learn to love as he loves, and to love without judgment, and honor people where they're at, and honor myself where I'm at on the journey, and know that this is a process. And I'm very grateful for that. And this is why I want to share this message with others and let them know that you can do what you want to do, and that there is a way, and it is learning to discern quicker and faster, and that the adversary doesn't want you to do those great things, and that he's telling you all those lies. And if we can catch those lies, flip them to what is true, and take action to help us to always have the Spirit to be with us, be anchored in Christ, and find that peace and confidence and calm spot that we really can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And he loves us, and I am very grateful to be a part of this work. I think it's a very important work to help us here as we are ushering in our Savior Jesus Christ, who's coming again soon.
Thank you so much. Well, listener, welcome. We are so excited to have you. We hope that you've heard today in our episode how we are just disciples of Jesus Christ, just like you. We care deeply for our families, and we have all had real lives right in the mess of it all. And we have been able to find the light in the mess because we've been able to apply the gospel of Jesus Christ in a way that we could more fully understand how to experience mortality in a powerful, empowering way under Heavenly Father's plan. I hope that you heard us declaring that we are filled, and we love being filled with the light of Jesus Christ and fighting to stand strong in our own truth, even though there are hard things there. I know that you heard us say that we love God, but I also hope that you heard us say that we were unable to fully find him until we could identify what the darkness of this world that Carol mentioned that we fight against, what the darkness of this world was doing to us, and how to defend ourselves from that. And we hope that you heard that the reason that we do what we do is because we love God and we love you. We want you to come and join us. We hope that you will come and join us. And you can find us at eternalwarriorstraining.org. You can also look on the lifechangingservices.org website under the training tab and find our pictures and bios. But really, we just want love for you to keep listening to this podcast and pass it on to people that you love, and share this episode with other amazing warrior women and men like you. Thanks for being here.
First question is, would you please state your name and where you are from, and then answer why you fight?
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy Gilbert, and I am from the South, in case you can't tell. I'm actually from a little small town off the beaten path called Douglas, Georgia. Why do I fight? Wow, good question. There's a lot of great things that I've learned that I can fight for, but I'm fighting just to hear the voice of the Savior in my life every day. I fight to embrace the daughter of God who can see herself through the eyes of loving heavenly parents who are constantly cheering me on. I fight to remember that even though I feel broken and my circumstances aren't always how I would want them to be, and even my choices that I make sometimes are not the best choices, and the choices of others whom I love, the choices they make, all these things don't determine my value. So I fight to protect and to defend my divine identity. And when I can remember whose I am, and when I can stay in the truth of who I am, I can minister and I can support my family and my friends. So yeah, I'm fighting to yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit every day. I want to feel and hear the voice of the Savior every day. Yeah, just every day.
That's so wonderful. Thank you so much. That really is awesome. Okay. The second question here is, how has awakening to the fight increased your understanding of our Savior and Champion? Why are you fighting to share what you've learned with others as a coach?
Well, I think I had lost hope. I was discouraged. I was overwhelmed with life's challenges. I was searching for peace. I wanted to find joy in like everything and everyone around me, but I was just really lost until I met Haley and I talked to Karen. They woke me up. I was so busy trying to save myself and those that I love that I had forgotten that I have a Savior and that my loved ones have a Savior. And Karen reminded me very politely that it was not me. And somehow that truth light just stirred my soul. And I had forgotten that Christ's atoning sacrifice empowers me. And so he paid a price for me. He paid a price for those that I love. And all this pain that I was feeling was muffling the voice of the Spirit in my life. I could not hear the Savior of my own soul calling my own name. So when I began to discover ways with Haley and to let him take my pain and heal my broken parts, peace and hope and joy began to light up my life again. And why am I fighting to share what I've learned with others? I guess for many years I had tried to live the gospel to the best of my ability, but at the same time I was like always beating myself up for not doing it better. And I had always been taught that I was a daughter of God and that my life had a purpose and that my life had meaning and direction. Yet there was always this voice speaking to me in my own voice, accusing me of feeling like you're just ordinary, you're weak. But I found my warrior's heart. I no longer have to rediscover who I am and why I fight against myself. I know the truth behind the battle of who I am, and I refuse to take the detour any longer. So I want others to discover the warrior in themselves. And I love to see how others like perk up. They like wake up. They like literally sit up in their chair and their eyes light up and they put on this whole different demeanor. And there's this, I don't know, this outward manifestation of an inward spiritual invitation to hope. And so I think I once read that mentors and coaches are just like every one of you out there. We have tests and we have trials. And we're not miracle workers, but we are special because we know that sharing with others what we have learned and applied in our own lives is a true service. So I believe that there's hope. I believe there's peace, and I believe there's healing in any circumstance. And I believe that in the midst of chaos, that we can maintain a relationship with the Savior and with the Spirit, and we can live every day with a purpose, on purpose. And I believe that God will help us remember who we are. And when we engage ourselves in purposeful living and in other good works, joy will come. Joy will fill our lives. And so if you're struggling to remember who you are, join us in the battlefield. We can help you. We can help you fight like dragons and find the eternal warrior in yourself.
That was so, so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. As you can see, we are very enlisted in what we have learned and hope to teach. If you have found today's message inspiring, please share this podcast with family and friends so others can enjoy and be edified along with us. Be sure to download the free book that holds all the core principles behind what we teach. This book is called Like Dragons Did They Fight. You will find a link for that free download at Like Dragons Free. And remember, you can find all the life-changing resources, programs, and trainings needed for you and your family at lifechangingservices.org.